This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. These are the headlines from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Here's what happened the week of June 21st through June 27th. June 21st. In 1940, Henry Armstrong stops Paul Jr. at 2 minutes and 39 seconds of the third round. In 1944, Henry Armstrong defeats Nick Latsios by 10-round unanimous decision. June 22nd. In 1904, Lou Bruce makes his Major League Baseball debut for the Philadelphia Athletics. In 1937, Joe Louis knocks out James J. Braddock in the eighth round to win the heavyweight championship of the world. In 1938, Joe Louis stops Max Schmeling at 2 minutes and 4 seconds of the first round at Yankee Stadium. June 23rd. In 2011, Kyrie Irving is selected first overall in the NBA draft by the Cleveland Cavaliers. In 2018, Connor Dewar is selected by the Minnesota Wild in the NHL draft. June 24th. In 1916, Jack Dempsey wins a 10-round heavyweight bout over Andre Anderson in New York. In 1942, Henry Armstrong defeats Sheik Rangel on points in a 10-round bout. In 1965, Willie Stargell records the first three-home run game of his Major League career against the Los Angeles Dodgers. In 1967, Chuck Norris wins the All-American Karate Championship at Madison Square Garden. In 1970, Johnny Bench goes 5-for-5 with a home run and 7 runs batted in during a Cincinnati Reds victory. In 2015, Carey Price sweeps the NHL awards, becoming the first goaltender to win 4 major honors in a single season. In 2017, Travis Hamonic is traded from the New York Islanders to the Calgary Flames. In 2023, Ricky Fowler shoots a record-setting 60 during the third round of the Travelers Championship. June 25th. In 1935, Joe Louis stops former heavyweight champion Primo Carnera in the sixth round. In 1935, Henry Armstrong defeats Various Milling on points in a 10-round bout. In 1948, Joe Louis defeats Jersey Joe Wolcott by 15-round unanimous decision to retain the heavyweight championship. In 1971, Willie Stargell becomes the first player to hit a home run into the 6-to-100 level at Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium. In 1973, Marvin Camel wins his first professional boxing match with a first-round technical knockout of Joe Williamson. In 1989, Tommy Morrison defeats Steve Zuski by unanimous decision in Atlantic City. In 1999, Joe Hipp defeats Everett Martin by 12-round unanimous decision to win the WBF World Heavyweight Championship. In 2000, Nota Begay III wins the FedEx St. Jude Classic by one stroke. June 26. In 2014, Chris Wondolowski appears in his first FIFA World Cup match, becoming the first Native American to play in a World Cup game. In 2016, Ashton Locklear wins the United States National Championship on the uneven bars. June 27. In 1965, Billy Mills and Jerry Lindgren tie in a 6-mile race in San Diego, setting a new world record by 6 seconds. In 1991, Tommy Morrison knocks out Ladislao Majangos in the first round in Las Vegas. In 2023, Silent Rain Espinosa signs with the USSSA Pride, becoming the first Native American player in league history. That's a look at this week in Indian All-Stars history. To support the project and help us keep telling these stories, visit IndianAllStars.com, where every purchase helps us honor Native athletes and their impact on the game. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes, past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.